It's the Junior Kickaweba Junior Show, starring Junior Kickaweba Junior.
Would it be the last one?
Join Junior along with the Wayne Bohe Band as he makes any kind from Hawaii.
Thank you, boy.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Junior Kickaweba Junior.
Hey, welcome to the podcast. I'm Junior Kickaweba Junior, and on this podcast, we're going to be doing something a little bit different. We're going to be, you know, addressing the law of attraction, but we're going to be talking a little bit about, like, more spiritual stuff, kind of deep stuff, okay? So get ready, buckle your seatbelt, okay? We want to welcome, first of all, our attitude of gratitude, and welcome all of our new listeners. And we have new states, no new countries. So we want to say aloha to Kentucky. We want to say aloha to Alabama, aloha to Georgia, and aloha to Florida. So we have some new states on board. Anyway, so on today's podcast, so thank you guys. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And the countries kind of remain the same. You know, we have, like, people tune in and out from different countries at different times, and we can see it all in real time. So, like, sometimes it changes and sometimes it remains the same, and it's kind of the same. Kind of the same but different this week. Yeah. But anyway, hey, we want to thank you guys for listening. Now, on today's podcast, we're going to talk about what happens when you unlock an introvert. Okay? Unlocking introverts. Yeah, that's what we're going to talk about. So, you know, in my life, right, I have been... there's a part of me that is very introverted. Like, you wouldn't believe, right? Because, you know, I do all this outlandish stuff, you know, like all over the place. Like, so I'm talking about my comedy. I'm talking about my entertainment kind of thing, right? Not the life coaching. I'm not outlandish with that. Although my concepts and ideas and the way I communicate it is done in such a way that it makes people think, because you have to think. So many people don't think nowadays. I mean, really, they just don't think because other things do the thinking for them, okay? So the television tells you what to think. Social media tells you what to think, right? So podcasts tell you what to think. I mean, you know, YouTube tells you what to think, right? So there's all these things that, you know, have you thinking the way they want you to think. And social media will also follow you around. I mean, they, you know, if you're not careful, right? Because they cookie you everywhere you go, right? And then when you look at, you know, you look at YouTube and you see something and you go, wow, that's synchronicity. No, it's not synchronicity. You were looking on the shoes website and now they're showing you a shoes ad on YouTube. They cookied you, okay? That's not synchronicity. What synchronicity is, okay, is more like this. You're standing on the street corner, right? You're talking with your friend about, like, you're going to a steak dinner on the weekend, and the meat truck drives by. That's synchronicity, okay? There's no way that the meat company would, like, do that on purpose. It's too expensive. They got to pay for the driver. They got, yeah, all of that. Anyway, but that's synchronicity. But when it comes to unlocking your inner introvert, okay, because I had to do it. I mean, I had to do it to actually do my stage shows. You know, way back, so we're going to the left over here a little bit background, okay? Because I can only tell you about my experience. I cannot tell you about anybody else's because I haven't been there, right? So in my experience, I was told once, right? Because my thing was I wanted to be a singer. I just wanted to be a singer. I didn't want to be a comedian. Didn't want to be any of that. I just wanted to be a singer. And this guy once told me, and he was for a while he was managing a group, and he was a promoter. And he told me, he goes, you're going to have to come up with an act. And I'm like, oh, an act? And he goes, yeah, you know, you're going to have to do a little comedy. You're going to have to, you know, present yourself on stage, and you can't just stand there and sing. And I was like, oh, wow. So I was kind of bummed out. You know, I was kind of like, oh, man, you know, I can't just sing. Because when, you know, growing up, I saw these guys stand there and sing, right? I saw Frank Sinatra stand there and sing. I saw Dean Martin stand there and sing. Of course, you know, Dean Martin did everything. But most of these guys that I was watching, and I was watching, like, these guys that were at the tail end of their careers. They were, like, not at the very tail end, but kind of sort of down the last 10 years of their career kind of thing. And I was watching, you know, something that was popular, you know, before I was born. These guys were out there way before I was born. And you know, so I was watching that. So like my friends were like listening to, I don't know, Pink Floyd, stuff like that, right? And they were listening to stuff. Yeah, I know. Who's Pink Floyd, right? You guys, okay, for you young guys, it was a rock group. But I was, you know, I was stuck with this stuff that I thought was cool. And I thought it was cool because they were in suits and they were dressed nice. And you back in the day, that was the thing, okay? Now, I don't know, a lot of that is kind of disappearing, although I see a few guys, you know, on TikTok now teaching that stuff because it's needed now because young people need to learn those things, right? I have this other short story of taking you more to the left. We did this taping once for a radio station that I was a part of. I wasn't an employee. I was just a guest. And we taped this segment, right? And I don't know who picked up the suits for these guys. Like, I don't know how that happened, right? Because I wasn't a part of it. I just, you know, they told me, all right, you be over here, whatever. And I brought my suit, right? And, you know, and I showed up. And I don't know where they got it. One guy was wearing tweed. I don't know if you know what a tweed suit is, right? Okay. But this must have, I'm just guessing that this came from Goodwill. I'm just guessing, right? Or so, I don't know, somewhere, right? Like some, maybe his grandfather's closet. I don't know. And just the way, you know, just the way that they dressed and stuff, right? Because I learned, like, my uncle actually showed me. My uncle was to coin an old phrase, a snappy dresser. Like, he knew how to dress, right? And so he taught me, you know, I still don't know how to match colors and stuff. You know, I'm not an interior decorator, designer, whatever. Yeah, so I have standard colors I use. I use black, blue, red, white. That's it, right? You know, anyway, but the suits, like, it was kind of funny, right? And I really stood out in the filming because, you know, I was dressed, actually, you know, that kind of thing, right? So these things will serve you. If you're one of these young guys that listens to Uncle's show, okay, please, okay, learn how to dress. All right, now, getting back to unlocking introverts, right? So I had to do all this stuff. I had to learn all this stuff. I had to learn how to get on stage. And then this guy told me I had to learn how to do comedy, and I'm like, what? So I ran from it as long as I could. I stayed away like as long as I could from it until one day, one of the most popular, he'll go down as one of the most popular comedians in Hawaii. He asked me to come and do 5 minutes because he was working at a radio station that I was working at the time. And so he invited me and I didn't know what I was going to do, right? So he said, write 5 minutes, 5 minutes of comedy. So I was, you know, writing 5 minutes of jokes, right? It was the longest 5 minutes of my life. And we went down, right? So I took my uncle, and my uncle, who was my first mentor, right? That uncle. There's a lot of uncles, but that uncle. And so I took him down because, you know, I knew that he would tell me the truth. And I knew that if I sucked, like, he would tell me, oh, bro, that was terrible. Like, you know, so I brought him, right? Because I, you know, you got to know something, that when you're in the entertainment community, or let's say when you're an entertainer or whatever, right? A lot of times, like, you don't get the right story from people because they will just tell, oh, you the man. Oh, bah, you the man. You know, everything is you the man, right? And if you're susceptible to that, you start believing you the man, because we knew a lot of guys that walked around thinking that they were the man because everybody was telling them they're the man. You know, now if you're just like, say, on television or on the radio or on a stage, right? The average everyday guy that, I don't know, maybe he cuts grass for the city and colony or something. Maybe he does something, whatever. Maybe he's a plumber or whatever, right? But what, and I'm not putting down any tradesmen, okay? That's not what I'm doing. But what I'm saying is, these guys that are on stage and on the radio and on television are a few people, right? Because not everybody gets to do that. And not everybody really wants to do that, right? And so they get told they're the man because, you know, they're amongst the few, right? So anyway, that's what I'm getting at in comparison. But what I'm saying is like people will tell you, you know, the guy who works at the warehouse. I mean, I had this guy. So this guy, we were at this, before we get back to unlocking introverts, but there's this guy. And till today, I'll never forget that experience. He was like, I don't know, 6'6". And he was probably 350 pounds. Big dude. And I went to judge this Battle of the Bands contest kind of thing, right? And I walk out from where the judges sit, right? Because we were on a break. And I walk out to go and make a phone call. And this guy goes, "Junior." And I turn around and this mountain of a guy is standing there, right? And my first thought was like, what the hell did I do? You know, like I thought he was mad at me or something. And he grabbed me and gave me this bear hug and lifted me up off the ground. And like, you know, and for a second there, I was like, whoa, like what the hell? And he had me off the ground and he goes, "Bruh, thank you. Thank you." And I'm like, "What? What did I do?" And he put me down and he shook my hand and he said, "Bro, we work in the warehouse every morning. Every morning we listen to you and you make us laugh. And when you make us laugh, it makes the work easier." And I was like, whoa. Like it was one of the biggest compliments. I mean, you know, for me, right? And because I had to put myself in his shoes. Like, okay, I'm working hard in a warehouse and, you know, so I can imagine how that would be. Like you just work, it's just hard work, right? But you're listening to something that's fun or something that's funny and now you're having a good time and now work goes by faster, that kind of thing, you know? So it was a huge compliment to me. But anyway, so getting back to unlocking introverts, I had to entertain the idea first of all, and I'm just like this. So when somebody gives me a suggestion, I just don't run out and do it, right? I think about it, you know, and sometimes I got to think about it for a long time before I do it. And then I get around to doing it. And so I have to process. I have an ADHD brain. I don't process like everybody else. You know, it takes some very scrutinizing thought sometimes. So I did that, right? And I did this 5 minutes. And my uncle who came to watch the 5 minutes that I did, that was like the longest, I don't know, 5 minutes of my life, right? He goes, "Bro, you did good." And I'm like, "What?" He goes, "No, you did good." And I'm like, "Whoa." And that gave me the confidence to begin the process of incorporating comedy in my act. Because I, you know, eventually that turned into the Junior Kekueva Junior Roadshow. And if you want to see that and pictures of it, and, you know, there's a whole record of it on Facebook. Just go to Facebook, the Junior Kekueva Junior Roadshow, and the page will pop up. It's no longer active. I mean, you know, but it's there and you can look at it. And that's our wedding and party business that we had. So anyway, but, you know, so I had to develop like a comedy portion of the show. And I had to do stand-up comedy. And stand-up comedy is not the easiest thing to do. I mean, for me. Because I just wanted to sing, right? So there's this introverted part of me. It's a small part of me, but it's there. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, along my life, right, I started teaching in my 20s. And when I started teaching, I started noticing that the people that were coming to me were introverts. Okay, they were just introverts. Now, introverts there's nothing wrong with an introvert. Okay, some of the best people in the world are introverts. Okay, some of the brightest people in the world are introverts, and introverts are really good at what they do a lot of times because they keep to themselves. Okay, but this is the best prison, and I'm pointing to myself right now. This. Okay, so your body, okay, is also a very good prison, and you can make it a prison if you choose to stay in there. So Anyway, I begin this teaching journey, right? And I start teaching. And I start teaching voice and how to bring people out of themselves. Now, not out of themselves just in speaking, but I mean out of themselves as like power singers and stuff, right? So I started developing these power singers. And it just kind of goes from there. And then, you know, first it was the talented kids that came to me. And then, you know, people wanting to be musical artists and stuff. And then it kind of evolved. It kind of changed. And I kind of tweaked my teaching, I want to say, in 2008. And by 2010, we started Here For You Life Coaching. And Here For You Life Coaching started because of several things that I started to see back in from 2008. Like I did this personal development journey, and I wanted this, you know, I saw all this confidence in kids, and I, you know, I was observing. It was like God was telling me, hey, look at this. You see this? And I'm sitting right there in my teaching studio, and I'm teaching. Now, sometimes more often than not, I channel when I teach. Okay, now I know channeling is like, what? What's that, uncle? What? You do what? Yeah, no, it's not like witchcraft or anything. And you channel too, okay? You're just probably not aware that you channel. Okay, so have you ever been, let me pose it to you this way. Have you ever been in a conversation with somebody and then you start telling them details about things that you don't even know you knew? Okay, that's channeling. Now, you know, and then you kind of saying to yourself like, oh, I better remember this. Like, I got to remember it. Like, it's coming out of your mouth. And you're saying something, right? Okay, so that's the superconscious at work. Okay, so there's the conscious, the subconscious, and the superconscious. And the superconscious is the network that we're all plugged into. Okay, and we're all born with infinite knowledge. Okay, everything in the universe is intelligent. The grass outside is intelligent. The trees, the birds, the flowers, everything is intelligent. Okay, now, and I'm talking about, you know, living objects, right? Everything living. Okay, and then, of course, you have, you know, plastics and you have tables and chairs and stuff that used to be intelligent, right? And now they're just inanimate objects. But when a person is introverted and keeps to themselves, okay, what happens is, and there's no, you know, like I said, there's nothing negative about it, but a lot of those people wish that they could come out. They're looking for a way out, okay? And I started attracting a lot of those people. And those people started showing up, you know. And then, and at first, it was like, you know, at first in my teaching, maybe the first 10 years, 15 years, it was like singers. Oh, yeah, we want to sing. We want to be singers. And then when I started my personal development journey, all of a sudden, so the law of attraction is very real, okay? But the law of vibration is the principal rule. That's the first rule, okay? That's the law before the law of attraction, okay? So you have to be on the right frequency, okay? So that's the law of vibration. And everything that you interact with, okay, is a different vibration. So, but you yourself are a particular frequency, okay? I don't know if you can understand what I mean, but let's say, for example, you're on a certain frequency, but when you talk to the girl at the store scanning your items, you project one vibration. And then when you talk to your boss, you're projecting another vibration. And then with your children, you're projecting another vibration, that kind of thing. So with each interaction, the vibration changes, okay? But your frequency remains the same. Now, what we started doing is in 2008, when I went on this journey, we started looking into quantum physics. We started looking into string theory. And I got to tell you, I only got so far into string theory before my brain got tied in knots. Because it's a lot to entertain. It's a lot to think about. It's a lot to go, whoa, yeah, try to wrap your mind around that, right? You know, and so, but I can tell you this. That what I discovered was how to tune a human being, okay? And you tune a human being the same way you tune a musical instrument. It's exactly the same, okay? And you can do it through the voice. And when I discovered this, I was like, whoa, like this is amazing, right? Now, I started unlocking introverts, And introverts would show up. Like, I remember this, the first guy, I think one of the first guys that showed up. Okay, this guy wanted to do, he was doing presentations. He was doing seminars. And he wanted, you know, to be, you know, a little bit more present, his voice. He wanted more vocal presence in his seminars, stuff like that. And generally, you know, introverts come to me with certain things that they say, right? And I have to kind of read between the lines because, see, now what I do when people come to me, I ask them, okay, do you really want to be like a good singer or is this for confidence? Because 9 times out of 10, the people that come to me now are coming to me for confidence. Well, maybe 8 out of 10. Some of them actually want to sing better. Some of them play instruments and want to sing, you know, with their instruments kind of thing. But most of them are seeking confidence. And that's where the introverts are seeking, right? And so I started unlocking introverts. And I noticed, you know, so you get more of what you focus on. So my focus began unlocking introverts. Okay, like how are we going to do this, right? So we started doing it through their voice. And, you know, I say it in a way that everybody can understand. So if you understand frequency, right? So like a guitar pitch, maybe you understand the chord of C, and maybe you understand that D comes after C, right? So, you know, so it's A, B, C, D, you know, like that, right? And as the human voice rises in pitch, okay, it hits certain solfeggio frequencies. Now, you can go look this up. You can do some research on your own. But it hits some certain pitches that evoke some emotional responses. The eyes are the mirrors of the soul, and the voice is the mirror of the feelings and emotions. Now, when this happens, okay, you begin to unlock. Now, what am I talking about? Whoa, uncle, where you at? Where are you at with that? Unlock. Yeah. You begin to unlock, okay? Now let's say you're holding back. Let's say there's some fear. Let's say there's some guilt. Let's say there's some shame. Let's say there's some things that you are withholding emotionally. These things begin to unlock. Okay? You begin to let go. Now, we hold on to a lot of things as human beings, okay? And life is a series of letting go. Okay, we go to elementary school, right? Pretty soon got to let go. You got to go to intermediate school, right? And then, but a couple years and then, oh, we got to let go. Then we go to high school and then, oh, we got to graduate. We got to let go. Then we go to college and, oh, oh, we got to let go. Okay, then we go through life and we have to practice letting go. Letting go is not easy because we become accustomed to the same thing. Okay, now, this also works with pain. This also works with hurt. This also works with rejection, with sorrow, with anguish, with anything. Okay, now whatever it is that you experience that I want to say is negative, okay? Because all the negative emotions are rooted in fear, okay? And because the negative emotions are rooted in fear, when you start to open up, what happens is you start to release these negative emotions. Okay, I don't know if you've been through this kind of process, but yeah. Mm-hmm. So, when this begins to happen, you become more emotionally, I want to say emotionally healthy. Okay, you know, we kind of look at this as a healing of sorts. Okay, and not healing in the medical sense, okay? And we're not making medical claims, I got to say this so I don't get sued. All I need is a psychiatrist or a psychologist to call me up and go, hey, you know, you're making claims over here, you know. But no, we're not making claims. But what we're saying is in the spiritual sense, and spiritual means the energy that's in you, whatever you want to call that, spirit, soul, okay, energy, whatever you want to call that. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. And that becomes more emotionally sound. Okay, now, I can look at an individual. I don't even have to talk to them. I can look at them and see what's wrong. I can see what's wrong. You know, people show up, you know, they show up, you know, on my phone, right? Because we FaceTime, we Skype, you know, like that. And I teach nationwide. I have here for you life coaching clients in different countries. And when I see people, I can already see what needs to be remedied or what needs to be worked on or what needs to be, you know. And then when they speak, see, the eyes are the mirrors of the soul. Now, the voice is the mirror of the feelings and emotions. So when you know how to read a pair of eyes and you know how to listen to a voice, you can tell a lot about a person. Like, I mean, a lot. And you can tell when they're withholding. Okay, now, people with very tight voices, okay, are not letting go enough air. They're not using enough air when they speak, okay? So it's mostly muscle. So now you get, you know, it comes down to muscles and air and how much muscles, how much air kind of thing. And what we do is we get these people to exhale because it's not like an introvert to go to do this. So introverts do not do this. They don't do that. When you add sound to that, they don't do that. Okay, that was loud, sorry. But they don't do that, okay? So we have a process, and we take them up this musical scale. Now, in the musical scale, there's these solfeggio tones. And at a certain point, okay, and this is why I always had to keep a box of Kleenex at the school, when I had the physical school. And it was because at a certain point along the training, tears would come down. I had this one girl, right? She was a police officer standing in the middle of the studio, right? And all of a sudden just broke down in tears. And she was in uniform, wearing her gun. And, you know, and I told her, that's okay. That's, you know, and I stood up and I gave her a hug. Okay, but this happened over and over and over and over with people. So, you know, by about the second or third time that this happened, she wasn't the first. But, you know, after the first couple of times, I'm like, oh, boy, I better buy some Kleenex and keep it in here. And we had these moments. Now, I must tell you that these moments don't happen on the phone. These moments don't happen on FaceTime and Skype. They just don't. Okay? And I'll tell you why. It's because of the vibration that happens when two human beings are together in the same room. Okay? And there's a very different vibe. Okay? And in fact, there is no direct vibe when somebody's on the phone. Okay? So when you're separated and, you know, somebody's on a screen or like you're on a Zoom call and somebody's on the other end of a Zoom call, there is no present vibration there. Okay? There's a vocal vibration, but there's no presence. Okay? But when you are in the same room, like the whole thing changes. Now, male energy grounds female energy. And that's not a podcast. But I will say that, yeah, I have gotten some amazing results in person, like amazing results that I can't get anymore online. And I don't choose to teach in person because I serve more people online than I would if I had a office. So we don't do that anymore. But anyway, getting back to unlocking introverts. So with this process that I developed in 2008, I started going down the rabbit hole, right? So there was the quantum physics rabbit hole. There was it got very scientific. And then we uncovered some white papers, and it was only about last year that I uncovered the white papers. Now, this is scientific research that backs up everything that I learned. So the things that I were learning were from people, you know, in university lectures that were online, university websites that were online. But there were no research papers. So now I have the research papers, I have the white papers. So now, you know, I'm writing a book on this, and the book will be out soon. And when it's out, we'll let you know. But we're working on the book. Now, this is in relation. So you know, okay, what's the book about, Uncle? Well, the book is about how you can unlock or how you can free yourself from the prison that is the mind. Okay, now, you know, it gets into a little gray area, but your voice can heal you. And that's the bottom line of this whole thing. So, you know, I always tell people the prison is here, and I'm pointing to my head, right? The prison is here. That's the prison. And all I am is the jailbreaker. That's it. I mean, you know, I'm not performing any miracles or anything. No, they're performing the miracles. Okay. I'm just showing them how to perform the miracle, right? And it is a miracle. If you're an introvert and all of a sudden you're comfortable coming out and all of a sudden you start sticking up for yourself and all of a sudden you start saying how you feel about whatever it is, right? In a calm, collected, reasonable manner. Okay. Not like build up, boom, explode kind of thing. Not like that. So that's how, you know, so we started anyway. We started unlocking introverts around 2008. Now the majority of my clients are highly skilled professional introverts that are becoming very extroverted, like very. And a lot of these people, right, keep to themselves because a lot of the things that, you know, a lot of the things that happen, right, they don't want conflict. They don't want to come out and say, oh, you know, that right there is not right, and we need to fix that in the company and whatever, right? They don't do that. They sit at the meeting, they absorb everything, they analyze everything, and they don't say anything, right? And they keep it all inside, okay? And this goes for, like, everything. So when you have the habit of being more introverted than extroverted, right, things start to build up. Things start to go wrong. Okay, and then if you want to take it to the extreme, if you hold, you know, too much inside, now you're suppressing everything. And when you're suppressing everything, it will act out in some other form in your body, and you will get sick. And this is what is the most, I want to say, the most beneficial part of all of this, of expressing one's self, okay, through your voice. Because, yeah, there's dance, there's hula in Hawaii over here where I am, there's hula, there's all kinds of stuff like that, right? There's sports, you can express yourself by, you know, hitting a baseball or, you know, all that stuff, right? But when you do it through your voice, something very, very special happens. And when you find your voice, you find yourself. And that's what we've been doing since 2008, more than teaching people how to sing. So by 2010, I said, okay, well, we need this as a curriculum for people. We need to put this in curriculum form as a study so that people can go through this process and come out, you know, feeling free, coming out unlocked, coming out, you know, and it's not like, how can I say this? It's kind of difficult for me to do this in real time, but here's some of the results. Okay. So some of the results are, you know, I teach the law of attraction with this, right? Because it all goes together. Okay, so God created everything, and God is real, and God is in you. The temple is within, okay? It's not out there. It's not out there somewhere. It's within you, okay? And that's the only thing that you have that is more special than anything, any material possession, any, I don't care. I don't care if you have a Ferrari. It's more important than that, okay? That inner energy that you have that is connected to the superconscious can be used for so many things. But here's your big fat but, Hawaiians. Okay. If you keep everything inside, it has nowhere to go and it cannot work. And it doesn't work. It just sits in there. Okay. Now, everything seeks expression. Okay. So inside, If you're introverted, right, you're seeking expression. You just don't know how to go about it, or how, you know, how should I, you know, how you know, how should I look at this, or how should I speak about this, or how can I tell my mom that, you know, I really feel this way about that, or how can I tell my brother that, you know, geez, this, that, and the other thing, and they just keep it in, okay, or it's like, you know, how do I tell my mom I love you? How do I tell my dad, you know, I love you? How do I express in that way without feeling stupid, without feeling, you know, like that, right? So anyway, this unlocks all those emotional, you know, this is a key to those emotional locks, and it unlocks everything. And that's basically what I've been doing since 2008. And the majority of my clients are not like professional singers. I have one right now, one guy that records. He's a recording artist, and he does other things for a living, but he's a recording artist. I have one. And that's only one. And all of the others are professionals. And they're professionally, you know, and you're talking about attorneys, and you're talking about CEOs, and you're talking about those kind of people. And those are the kind of people that I work with. Now, these types of people, right, they're like highly skilled at what they do. Okay. Now, when it comes to their voice, what happens? What's the results? Well, the results are, number one, just like every single one of them either get promoted, or they get a raise, or they make more sales, or they get more clients. Or like, I mean, I see this stuff all the time, right? So lately, I've been describing myself as the mouse in Aesop's Fables. Okay, so because I work with a bunch of lions. I work with lions, right? These guys are lions. They're huge. And I consider myself the mouse. Okay, so if just in case you're not familiar with Aesop's Fables, the lion and the mouse, okay, that fable. So the lion had a thorn stuck in his paw, but his paw was too big to go in and pull it out, right? So along comes the mouse, right, and goes, oh, I can do that for you. And he pulls the thorn right out, right? And then the lion and the mouse are, you know, best friends forever after that, right? Anyway, but That's what I do for a living. Okay, what I do for a living is I take that emotional thorn out. What I do is I take that key that unlocks the lock, okay, that is the prison of the mind, and sets all of that in motion. Okay, and what I'm talking about is that person's, you know, if you want to say, in Hawaii we have the word mana, which actually refers to your inner essence that is the magic. Okay, because and I'm not talking witchcraft magic, I'm not talking like that. I'm just saying that your energy, your spirit, your soul is your magic. Okay, that is your connection to your higher self, God, the creator, all of that. Okay, and that's your direct connection to the superconscious, which is consciousness. And all of this can be accessed, okay? And it's not accessed through trying hard. It's not. It's the opposite. It's accessed by relaxing. It's accessed by stopping. It's accessed by pulling yourself into the moment. And nothing pulls yourself into the moment more than your voice. And it does it with frequency. And you have no choice. You are right there grounded in the moment. Okay. Now, as I said, when you hit these certain tones, it starts to work on certain parts of your emotions. Okay. And pretty soon you become emotionally healthy. And we call emotionally healthy that state where you can comfortably discuss just about anything, any way you feel, anything that is, whatever. And communicate it freely in a very secure, you know, not in a frustrated way, not in an angry way, not in a way that offends anybody, in a very diplomatic way. You know, like you're having, I always use this example, like you're having a conversation with your bestie, or you guys having a couple of drinks or whatever, right? And your bestie says something that offends you, but you don't want to say anything to your bestie, right? You don't want to ruin the evening. You don't want it, right? So what do you do? Well, in the old days, we called it eating it. You just eat it and you move on and you keep going, right? But inside, it's bothering you. When you go home, you're thinking about it. And it could be one careless little comment, right, that your friend didn't even know, didn't even realize was anything negative or hurt you in any way or whatever. Okay, what this does, what this training does, is it allows you to go, hey, come on, you're my bestie. Why would you say something like that? and address it right then and there. And then, you know, and 9 times out of 10, right, your friend's going to go like, oh, geez, hey, I'm sorry, I wasn't thinking. Because they weren't thinking, right? Because it was just talk. It was just, it's just the way it came out, okay? So I'm here to tell you that those things, you know, all happen. But, you know, coincidentally, I don't believe in coincidences, but the results are all the same. Like these results are reflected in everyone. Everyone that I've worked with gets a promotion, makes more money, all of this stuff, right? And it's because when you unleash the inner you, okay? And I don't mean I'm talking about not the you that you've been trained to be. I'm not talking about that part of you. I'm talking about, you know, what I call base level. Lately, I've been calling it base level. Okay, so base level is your emotions at base level, not something that you're putting on. Because you have, you know, I call it game face, right? So you have one game face for work, right? You have one for, you know, just about everything. You have one for your best friend. You have one for your kids. You have one for your spouse. You have one, right? So these are all different faces that you put on. In the old days, they used to say tapes, right? And you have one tape you play with your parents, one tape you play for, you know, whoever, right? And then one for so-and-so and whatever. So it's like that. Now, that can be exhausting, right? But if you're an introvert, you keep doing that. If you're an introvert, you keep hiding behind those masks. Why? Because it's more safe and comfortable and secure than if all those masks just disappeared. Okay, but the confidence that comes with the disappearing of the masks, when the masks fall down and they go away and they dissipate and they evaporate, and then you're left at base level, there's a certain degree of I don't care, right? Okay, that's what we say in Hawaii. I don't care. Okay, I don't care, right? Okay, that's how we say it. But there's a certain degree of that. Okay, and when you get to that point where you don't care, when you get to that point where it doesn't matter, and like, hey, if they like this, fine. If they don't like this, they can go interact with somebody else, right? And when you get to that point and you stop wearing the masks and they all evaporate and all you're left with is base level, now you have changed your frequency. Now you have elevated your frequency. Okay, and those vibrations that you know, the vibration you do with the girl at the store that, you know, scans your stuff, right? And when you're shopping, the vibration with your bestie, the vibration with your parents, the vibration with your kids, all those vibrations automatically level up. They automatically level up. Why? Because like attracts like. And because two vibrations on the same wavelength builds the vibration. Okay, so what I'm really saying is if you're projecting a certain vibe, right, in order for someone else to engage and to hang with you in that vibe, they have to level up to you. The vibe has to match or it just won't be there. I mean, you're going to when. Okay, so this is one thing that happens, right? When you start raising your vibration, you're going to notice that the people around you change, okay? Because the way you interact with somebody, when that changes, the way you interact with them changes, they change. You want to control somebody? Fix yourself. You want control over the situation? You can't control another person, but you can control yourself. And when your frequency is raised, the vibration that you're projecting with each and everybody that you interact with will change, and they will respond accordingly, okay, because they're capable, okay, but if you're projecting, let's say, a lower vibration, then that's what they're going to meet you at, okay, because we're all human beings. We all have the same capability, okay, so I've given you a lot to think about, but that's been my mission, you know. And I always tell people, especially the introverts I work with, right? The people that I work with, and I tell them, you know, there's nothing wrong with being introverted at all, like zero, at all. In fact, you know, a lot of people, Steve Jobs, right? A lot of landmark people were introverts. You know, people, you know, they always, there was this old adage, you know, years and years ago, like the geeks are going to run the world, right? Okay, so we could actually say introverts. We could actually say the introverts, right? And they are basically running things. And there was a time when I was very, very introverted. So I know exactly what it's like. I know exactly what the prison feels like. And I know exactly what it's like to come out of that prison and how good that feels, right? So the thing about it is, when I'm working with somebody, I'm not addressing the fact that they're an introvert, right? I hardly even acknowledge it at all, okay? I know. I automatically know, okay? And what I do acknowledge is every raise in the level of their vibration. And what it's like on their end is they just feel more relaxed, more relaxed, more relaxed until they get all the way down to, I know, Kale. That's how it works. All the way down to, I don't give a damn. And when you know, you'd be surprised what happens when you don't care. When you don't care, the things around you don't care. You know, and the things that you think care so much about you, they don't really care. They have their own things to think about, okay? So the people, the you know, whatever, situations, all of that, your employer, all of that, you know, you think they're sitting around thinking about you all night? No, trust me, they have their own families, they have their own thing, they have their own stuff to worry about, they have their own problems to worry about, okay? But when you can get to the point where you don't care what they think, you don't care what they, you know, you don't care if they care or not, that kind of thing, that's where the power lies. That's where the power is, Hawaiians. And that power is your inner strength. That power is what we call mana in Hawaiian. That's your power. That's your strength. That is uniquely you, okay? So, and I cannot even begin to tell you. So there's this, I had this one client, okay? Not to go into the whole story because, you know, they're confidential. But I had a client who couldn't even make a loud sound. He could not make a loud sound in the beginning, in the very beginning, okay? And like I said, it's a big deal to make a sound, right? Let alone sustain a sound, right? So when you're singing, you're sustaining a sound. Well, when I work with introverts, they don't have to sing, okay? But they have to express these long tones, and these tones heal. And only, I want to say within the last maybe 15 to 20 years, there has been some serious study in the field of sound therapy. And I'm not just talking about, you know, so there's a difference between listening to tones, like, you know, you go on YouTube, you can find a million of them, right? And you listen to these tones and they make you feel better. Okay, 432 hertz, that kind of thing. And I think most people know about those things. If you don't, then go research that on, just plug it into YouTube, 432 hertz, and a whole bunch of music's going to come up and you pick the one you like and just relax to it. It will make you feel better. Okay, now if listening to the tones makes you feel better, just think about what projecting the tones or making it yourself will make you feel like. Okay, and what it does is it opens you up. Okay, and trust me, all the negativity goes, all of that. Does it come back? Only if you allow it. It only comes back if you allow it. But you never, once you get down to base level, I want to say that you never go back to the way you were. Like it would take some severe trauma to go back to the way you were. And you know, it's funny that people that are at, let's say, a level where they're, you know, they have a certain amount of fear in them. Okay, so hesitation is rooted in fear. Procrastination, you know, do you put things off all the time? You put, I'll get to that later, right? There's something about that you're afraid of. there's something about that that is associated with a small degree of fear. Okay. Now, you know, maybe it's uncomfortable. Maybe that's it. Maybe it's as simple as that. But that's uncomfortable is associated with fear. All the negative emotions. What's the opposite of fear? Right? Love. Love is the opposite of fear. And when you can embrace that energy, that love energy, that's what Jesus Christ was talking about. That's what the great prophets were talking about. That's what Gautama Buddha was talking about. Okay, they're talking about that energy that's in all of us. It's in you, it's in everyone, you know. But if you associate, you know, like I said earlier on the podcast about, like, you know, things you've been taught, you know, like if you've been taught love is, you know, like Valentine's Day kind of thing, then no, you need to do some research. You need to do some learning. You need to do some soul searching. Okay, so it's not that kind of love. It's not the mushy stuff. It's not like that. Love is strength. Love is very strong. Love is a very, very strong energy. It's not. It's not about candy and dinner and lovemaking. It's not about that. It's a very, very strong energy. And that energy is in you. You have to access it. And not only do you have to access it, you have to exercise it. It's like a muscle. You have to exercise it. So what happens with my clients when they, you know, like when they're done? And how long does it take? Well, the average person takes 3 to 4 months. 3 to 4 months of work to work all this stuff out. Okay. And every once in a while, they come back for a tune-up. And some of them, you know, the ones, there's those that sing and those that don't sing. And the ones that sing, you know, usually come back and go, oh, you know, it's time for a tune-up. And the ones that don't sing are like, hey, you know, I'd like to come back and work out. I want to come back and work out a little bit, you know? And I'm like, yeah, let's do it. Because it's not just as simple as tones. If it were as simple as tones, I could just, you know, give them a bunch of tones and here you go, and you're good for life and problem solved. No, it's not. It's also the way you think about things. Everybody's perception is different. So everyone is going to perceive different. Everyone is going to understand different. Okay, you can't teach a class of 10 people and expect those 10 people to get the same exact idea. It's not going to happen. Okay, we're all individuals. We're all unique, and we're all perceiving things differently. So yeah, you do need a guide. You do need somebody to go, well, okay, what's going on? And oh, okay, then maybe you should think about it like this. I think, you know, I always describe myself as crazy, right? Because when you hear these ideas or you hear the things that, you know, that I say sometimes, it's like, what? It's like, what, you know, because those things are seldom discussed. You know, most people are so focused on their job, or they're so focused on their family, or they're kept so busy at their job, right? And then on the weekend, there's activities, right? And then, you know, Sunday, there's a couple of hours that you get to just veg and turn on the game or whatever it is. And then, boom, you're back on the mouse wheel. Okay, I call it the mouse wheel. But when you're on the mouse wheel for too long, guess what you lose track of? You lose track of you. And that's when people come to see me. That's when people go, oh, Junior, but yeah, I like try the stuff you're doing. You know, let me try some of that sauce. You know, that kind of thing, right? But it really, really works well. And my success rate with introverts is like 1,000%. And you know, it even works with extroverts. Okay, so this is not, you know, it's not limited to introverts. Okay, extroverts benefit as well. But I'm just saying that it's just, I've attracted introverts since about 2008. So, and that's just the way it's been. But if you're introverted, or if you're, let's say, fearful, or if you're worried, or if you worry a lot, or if you, you know, that kind of thing, I can help you with that. That's not difficult to do. And your voice is the fastest avenue to confidence. It's a lot of people, you know, a lot of people, they hear that, they get this idea, you know, like if I can speak in front of an audience, in front of a crowd, even if it's like 10 people, then I can become more confident, right? And so they go join stuff like Toastmasters. And Toastmasters is great. I mean, nothing wrong with that, right? Or they go, well, maybe if I learn how to sing, that, you know. But most of the people that come to me for singing, they already know how to sing. Okay, I'm just developing their confidence and their voice, physically developing their voice. So it's not like going to a singing school. It's really not. It's vocal development is what it is, because I work on the muscles that they sing with. So they become like good singers really fast, right? But the people that I work with life coaching, and that's what this podcast is about, and manifestation, okay? Those people raise their vibration. Their frequency. They raise their frequency, and then they start putting out this different vibration. And this vibration that they start emitting with each individual that they interact with is, I want to say, you know, it in such a way that the goodness just comes. And you know what it is? It's just getting rid of the resistance. That's all it is. It's just getting rid of the resistance. And when you get rid of the resistance, magic happens. It's not the kind of magic you think, okay? It's not sorcery. It's not anything like that. It's not. It's the magic that God gave you, because God is real, Hawaiians. And if it's one thing that I... Oh, sorry, Hawaiians. I gotta go. You can reach me at the website. You can write to me for information. It's junior@ hereforyoulifecoaching.com. Almost forgot the address. I'm like, what? Anyway, yeah, you can get me over there. Or go to jrkjr.com. I got to mention that. Want to thank Brother Randy, Sister Jerry over there at Island Club and Spa. Also, Darren Chinen at AFMHawaiiMusic.com and the Voice Master Family of Service Companies. Until next time, I'm Junior Kekuewa Jr. saying mahalo and aloha.